It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
All right, tonight's on the Chadron State Sports Journal. Happy to be joined by CSC Wrestling head coach Brett Hunter. And, Coach, back from the holidays now, second semester here. You've got your guys back. Did everyone come back as you would hope for, conditioning-wise and in shape, after all those great temptations on the table over the holiday season?
Yeah, you know, I think the guys came back ready to go. And in terms of our weight looked good. You know, we stayed in contact with them over break, and they came back ready to go. And you know, the biggest concern was their weight, and they all met their percentages when they got back. And I was pleasantly pleased with that.
Is that surprising? Do you usually have to kind of get on a few guys during break or right after break in terms of weight, or is that pretty usual for your guys to really take seriously that holiday break and make sure to do things maybe in moderation so they're ready to go for January?
I think in the past, you know, our weight hasn't been a huge concern. This year, you know, we have some guys cutting quite a bit of weight, and all year we put them on percentages in terms of just a daily decline with their weight. Beginning of the week, you know, they'll start at 5% and work their way down to 4, 3, 2, 1. And so we really emphasize that all year. And you know, that's a huge part of our success, is if they want to win matches, they got to feel good. And they've really done a good job with that this year.
Coach, a couple of the schools you've wrestled since coming back here in January, top 25 schools. What did you learn about your team in those tough matchups right out of the gate here in 2020?
Yeah, it was challenging going out to San Francisco, challenging weekend for us. You know, like you said, two top 25 teams. And the biggest thing that I've learned over the first competition over break is just at this point, we're just too inconsistent. You know, we have our guys that are consistent and win matches. There's about 4 to 5 weight classes where we're just inconsistent, and we just haven't been firing on all cylinders yet, and hopefully we get that opportunity this week.
Tate Allison is a guy who had a nice day on the mats against some of those quality opponents, winning 3 times. What did you see from Tate to start the year out?
Yeah, Tate's normally a slow starter in terms of the front of the year. You know, Tate's uncle's All-American here in the late 90s. And so we know that Tate, in terms of he has what it takes, he's a tough-minded kid. He works hard. In terms of just his wrestling ability, he's really transformed, and he's done a good job with his technique. And he's really looking good at this point in the season, and hope he can carry that along.
Coach, obviously getting on the mats, the number one priority when you go to a road competition, but a place like San Francisco, pretty cool city. Social media fans got to see a glimpse of some of the things you guys did on the trip. What kind of stuff did you guys all do when you went out to California that adds to that CSC wrestling experience?
Well, you know, when I was kind of planning for the trip, I wanted to have a day and a half to kind of do those things like you mentioned. And so we didn't really prolong the time we were there. When we got there, immediately we went to work out. But we had that Thursday, the day before we competed, to go out, and we went to Alcatraz, and we went down the windiest road in America. We got a ton of, I think we walked over 7 miles one day just to get to Alcatraz and our parking situation. But wow. A lot of these kids have never been to California. We had 2 guys that had never flown before. So in terms of that, you know, just a great opportunity for these kids just to go out and see something different and get excited for something different. And I think they really enjoyed the trip out to California.
Yeah, what was the reaction to Alcatraz? What were the guys saying after going through that famous prison where so many famous and well-known criminals have spent time?
Yeah, you know, the night before, I surprised them. I got tickets, you know, 2, 3, 4 days before we left, and so I surprised them the night before and told them we were going to go to Alcatraz, and they were really excited. And so a lot of them just went on their own and did their research on Alcatraz and kind of the history behind it and reading about it. And we did the audio tour, at Alcatraz, and a lot of speechless, you know, the kids they were really speechless. They didn't say a whole lot because they were really in tune with the history behind it, but they really enjoyed it. and I think that's something they'll remember for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I did that when I was a real young kid on a family trip. We went out and did that. That's something I want to do again now as an adult, that audio tour. And,
right.
Amazing history. Cool experience for your guys.
We've got more from Inside CSC Athletics coming up. You're listening to the Chadron State Sports Journal on Double Q Country.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually, it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Back with more of today's CSC Sports Journal, here's Eagles Sports Insider Dave Collins.
Coach Hunter with us talking CSC wrestling. You guys have a really busy week, Brett, this week. Tomorrow night, you have the New Mexico Highlands Cowboys coming in, your first duel of the week. And did I see right that that's at the Chicoine Center?
Right, yep. It's a crazy time for us. We kind of knew that going into this year with the January dual schedule. And so we do host New Mexico Highlands on Thursday in Chicoine, which is a little different for us. We're kind of used to the pack. It's a little extra work for us, Chicoine. But, you know, New Mexico Highlands is a good program. They just beat two top 25 programs. And we're going to do some different things with Chicoine. I think we're going to have the youth wrestlers come in and wrestle during our intermission, that six-minute intermission in between matches. And so we're trying to get as many people there as we can, kind of give the youth program an opportunity to kind of, for the community to look at their program. And I think it'll be a fun, exciting match for us.
Yeah, it is interesting that you guys do kind of have two home venues here in town. You have the Chicoine Center, and it's new, it's big, it's glitzy and all that stuff. And then you have the NPAC, which is tight and compact, and you got the real kind of atmosphere in there of history, tradition, character, and all the ghosts of wrestling past that are watching in there as well. Is there an advantage to one over the other, or just thoughts on having kind of those two different venues for your guys to compete in?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot easier in terms of setting up and kind of logistics of things when it's at the pack. When it's Chicoine, there's a little more extra work. We gotta lay out two mats, a warm-up mat, a competition mat, bring all of our stuff over, find a locker room over in Chicoine. So a little added extra work for us. But again, Chicoine, it's nice looking, and it really, it's just a great venue for our guys, and we're excited to. It won't be like the pack in terms of on the mat and loud and crazy, but I think we get enough people there, it's going to be a fun atmosphere for us to compete in Chicoine.
So after the Highlands Cowboys, a quality opponent coming in conference, another one on Saturday, CSU Pueblo from the RMAC at 6 o'clock in Chicoine. And what do you make up of the matchup with the Thunderwolves this year?
Traditionally, Pueblo has been probably the best program in the conference the last 5 years, at least 4 out of 5 years. And Dax, he's big on the junior college kids. He gets a lot of Division I transfers, and we're expecting them to bring their fully loaded lineup. And they're very good. They're well coached, and that's going to be a tough duel for us. And again, we're just excited for the opportunity to be home. Pueblo wrestles hard, and they're going to bring the fight to us, and so we're expecting a good match.
Yeah, and then Sunday, finally, Coach, Colorado School of Mines. Do you have an outlook on that match or anything in particular that stands out, any weight class or anything you're really looking forward to special on that one?
Yeah, mine's after doing, film for all three duels this home streak, mine's is the best team in the RMAC they have been the last 2 years. From 125 to 285, they're extremely good. They're a well-rounded program. And I think that's kind of mine's and all their athletics. They're doing a good job right now. And mine's is going to be extremely, extremely solid from top to bottom, like I said before. And, there's some key matchups that we're looking forward to. But if for us to be in that duel, to be in any of these matches, we're going to have to wrestle consistent. And, those 4 to 5 weight classes, they've got to be more consistent and sneak some wins in there that maybe that we're not projected to win. And, again, we're just at home, so we're excited for that, and hopefully we'll have that home field advantage for us.
Yeah, what would define a successful weekend for you with these three matchups, Coach? Is it getting some wins you're not expecting or finding that consistency? What, I guess, would be the successful weekend with these three opponents?
I think a little of both. I mean, obviously, consistency, if you want to compete at this level, Division II level in our conference, you got to be consistent. You got to beat the guys you're supposed to beat. And we just haven't done that yet. And, you know, we've changed some things with our training and kind of those type of things. But I think, you know, a successful weekend is obviously sneaking away with the dual win. And then our seniors, our guys that are nationally ranked, for them to go out there and dominate. And they're gonna be some tough matches as well. And so hopefully those 3 to 4 guys can continue to win for us. And then our underclassmen can sneak some wins in there too.
All right. Coach Hunter of the CSE Wrestling Program, big week for you guys. Best of luck this week, Coach. Thanks for the insights. And fans, check out the website for the times, the details of all the matches, and head on up and watch you guys wrestle this week here at The Rock. Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Chadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.